Good afternoon, dearly beloved. I pray you're having a good day. And you know every day above ground's a good day. I thank the Lord for giving us one more day.
Man.
It's just wonderful to know that we serve a God. A God that is watching over us.
Amen.
The Bible says that there was a shepherd, had 100 sheep. He's watching over all 100 of them. One day he noticed there was one missing. So he made sure the 99 were safe. And he went looking. He went through the briars and the brambles, over the rocks, the dry, hot places. And then he heard the sound of that one little sheep. The Bible says he gathered that little lamb up in his arms. And he went all the way back to the rest of the flock. You know, that reminds me that I once was that little lost lamb. Oh, thank God. My shepherd come looking for me. I got myself into a bad fix. But you know, the shepherd took me just like I was. He picked me up in his arms and he carried me to safety. And I'm standing here today at 77 years young, declaring that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
I was 46 years old when the Lord called me into full-time ministry. 31 years ago. And you know, my Heavenly Father watched over me. I want to say this today. You might be that one lost lamb. Don't you think that God doesn't know where you are? Don't you think that the shepherd don't know what a fix you're in? Don't you think that that shepherd don't care? Because Jesus said, I lay down my life for my sheep. I say today is the day of our salvation.
Amen.
I talked to a couple today. My heart was sad because their heart is full of bitterness and anger. They don't even know why they're angry. They just don't like the one that used to be our president. Never met him. Never saw the good that he done. And I say this today. There's a lot of people angry at the shepherd.
Amen.
There's There's a lot of people that's angry at God because they believe he should have done things different. And the whole time, if they just get to know Jesus, they would see that there's a lot of things to love about our Lord. I haven't found one thing that I couldn't love about him. Full of mercy, he's a just God. And today, I believe he's calling someone. I believe he's calling someone that's listening to my voice today. If you'll cry out, the shepherd will come running to you.
Yes.
And he won't wait for you to come to him and get yourself out of a fix. He'll come running. And he'll gather you in his arms.
That's right.
Won't you come?
Amen.
Won't you come to Jesus today? All who are weary, come home.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for helping us when we don't understand. And thank you for loving us even if we don't love you. I pray today for those that will listen and see and taste of the Lord and see that you're good.
Yes.
Have your way now. Anoint Pastor Nikki as she brings us the message. And I pray for the windows of heaven to be poured out, that we will not be able to contain the anointing and the blessing that you have for us today.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Forgive us of our sins in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. We're going to sing this beautiful song about the one that can, only one that can cleanse us.
That's right.
And that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank God, thank God, thank God. Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try, Savior, know we sure enough need a revival, but we don't need to be looking revival in other people. It needs to start right here with us.
Amen.
And you know, I always pray. I'm the old school. I pray for Holy Ghost power, because it's through Holy Ghost power that we are going to be able to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
We're going to be able to run our course, and we're going to be found faithful.
Amen.
Yes. Come, Pastor Nikki, give us a good word.
I want to be found faithful on that day, don't you?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to the book of Mark, chapter 4, and the parable about the sower who sowed the seed, the word of God. And Jesus describes the different types of people who will hear the word, and the word will be immediately taken away from them by Satan. Or there'll be those who the word falls on stony ground, and when they heard it, they received it with gladness, but they didn't have any root in them, and so they endured but for a time. But afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, the word that was sown among thorns. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And then finally he talks about those which are sown on good ground, and as they hear the word and they receive it, they bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. Father, we pray that this word would go into our hearts, prick our hearts, show
yes,
us
Lord.
Anything in us where we have not received the word, or where we're allowing things of the world to choke out the word, that precious word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. When he talks about those that endured until affliction and persecution came, and they were offended, and so they walked away from the word, walked away from Jesus. Can you imagine? You know, when you think about what he has been through for us, out of his love and the Father's love, Jesus came and died on that cross to pay the price for our sin. And you look at him on the cross and you see the suffering that he went through, even to feel parted from his heavenly Father, totally alone on that cross,
yes.
And feeling the weight of all the sin of the world, the wickedness. You and I know our own sin that put him there on the cross. But can you imagine the sins of the world from the beginning of time until the end of time? All of that was thrown upon him. But out of love and out of joy for those of us that would come to know him, that we would hear the word, we would know, we would learn, we would see that Jesus is the living word, and that he can forgive us of sin and give us eternal life, a life of communion and relationship with him forever and ever and ever. I want to be that good soil, don't you? That good ground. And I want to bring forth fruit. And I believe you do too. And Jesus said, unless you abide in me, you can produce no good fruit. So, beloved, we must continually abide in the Lord.
Yes.
We as ministers of the gospel must never get so involved with the work that we leave Jesus behind. That because of the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and lusts of other things, that we allow Jesus to be choked out of our lives. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? And sometimes ministers can get so involved with building a church, making sure they have enough people coming to pay for all of the costs, and they can leave Jesus out of the picture eventually. We must continually renew our relationship with the Lord Jesus and keep that first love. Jesus found fault with the church in Revelation. Let me read this to you. If you're a Christian, you're familiar with this, but we all need to remember it and think about it and make sure that we have not lost our first love. But he says to the church at Ephesus, "These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy works." Jesus might be saying to you today, "I know your works. I know all that you've done. And I know your labor. And I know your patience. And how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and they are not, and hast found them liars. And you have borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake you have labored, and you haven't fainted." Then he says, "Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." Evidently, he's talking to believers who have gotten so wrapped up in ministry that they have left Jesus out. And Pastor Buck and I have talked over and over and over in our messages to you the word of the Lord that says you must walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. You must walk by the Spirit. What Jesus wants is a close, sweet walk with him. And he doesn't want you over here doing work for him, apart from him.
Amen.
But if we do take the word, the Lord Jesus, and take him into our hearts as our Lord, our life, our commander in chief.
Yes.
And we follow hard after him, we're going to produce fruit for the kingdom, souls for the kingdom, if we abide in him and keep that love for him. Beware of the thorns that can crop up into our good ground. Those thorns are the cares of this world. Look at everything that's going around in this world. Ukraine, Russia, Iran, Iraq, Israel fighting for their lives. In this country, division, hatred, anger, the COVID, all kinds of storms everywhere going on in this world. But if you're abiding in Jesus, those thorns will not choke out the Lord Jesus. You'll grow closer to him through it all. You'll know what the word says, that things are going to get worse, but you can abide in the eye of the storm safely and at rest and have full knowledge through the power of the Holy Ghost what's going on and your part to play to draw more people to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
To sow good seed. You know, I look back on when I was attending church as a young teenager, really. I was attending a Baptist church, and you know, every Sunday they give the invitation to come to the Lord Jesus. It just went right over my head. I thought I was a good person. I was enjoying church. I was enjoying the hymns. I was enjoying the relationships of people around me. But that word, the Lord Jesus Christ, had not been planted in my heart. It's only the Holy Ghost that can reveal to you your need for a Savior, for the Word of God. And if you seek the Lord with all your heart and you allow him, you know, I thought of this too. He is busy plowing up the ground everywhere in people's lives. He's getting it ready for the seed, because until we're ready to believe it, we're not going to hear it. But when he plows it up, and it might hurt, when he plows up that ground, then he can plant the word, and it's going to come up unto salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want any to perish. But we need to beware, those of us who are already believers, we've had our ground plowed up. We've suffered affliction. And through that affliction, we've sought the Lord with all of our hearts. And he has opened our eyes finally to the truth that Jesus paid the price for our sin, that we're in the mess we're in because of sin, others' sin and our sin. And then he says, I've forgiven it all. Come to me. Let me be Lord of your life. Let me come into your heart. Be the king of your heart. I like that. Somebody wrote a song, The King of My Heart. You're the King of My Heart.
Yes, Lord.
He became the King of My Heart in 1978. And I don't want to lose my first love. I'm going to beware of those thorns. I'm going to pluck up the cares of the world and give them to him. And I won't have to worry about them. He's going to take care of me. He said he would. He's the good shepherd. And deceitfulness of riches, the word says, if you plant the word in your heart, it says, be content with such as you have. It also says the good shepherd will take care of your every need. So why do we need to go after riches? When our eyes get on some of these, what do you call them, lotteries and things like that, say, oh, I might get real rich and then I can give. I don't know if you'd give or not once you got it. But the Lord says, be careful about looking after riches. And then the lusts of other things, the lust of power, the lust of other people, putting them on pedestals, looking to them for what you need. The Lord says, be careful. Don't let those thorns crop up in your life and take you away from the word of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. This word is so important that we as Christians feed on it and learn what it says. Ask the Holy Ghost, teach me as I open this word. What do I need to hear? We're not all Bible scholars. I certainly am not. But I know Jesus, and I'm learning to know him better. And I know that he's been planted in my heart. And I know as I continue to seek his face, to love him with all of my heart, to remember what he's done for me and how much he loves me, I will keep that first love. And I pray you'll do the same and not let these different things, affliction or persecution. If you're persecuted for Christ's sake, what does the Bible say?
Rejoice.
It says rejoice, and it says you're blessed. You get to share in his glory. You get to share in his sufferings and get to know how much he suffered for the world. Only Jesus can help us persevere and be strong during affliction, persecution, the things of the world that Satan throws at us to try to get our eyes off of Jesus. But beloved, don't do it. Be willing to die for Jesus. Be willing. You don't lose anything. When we die in Christ, we live in him forever. So, beloved, keep your eyes on Jesus. Love him. He wants to be loved. He wants to be cherished and treasured. And he wants to be deep in our hearts. Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for the word. Jesus is the word. And we thank you for him, for giving us eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of our sin. We thank you for his spirit in us that keeps us on the straight and narrow and cleanses us. Cleanse us, O Father, cleanse us. Keep us pure and holy, full of love, love for you, love for others, and love for ourselves, to forgive ourselves of any sin. Jesus, you paid it all. Who are we to hold it against ourselves when you paid the price? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray for all my beloved brothers and sisters that they would be on fire with love for Jesus, with a passion they've never known before. I pray that for Pastor Buck and for me. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'd forgive us of the times when we've got our eyes on other things. We've worried about the cares of the world. We're worried about our own lives. You told us not to fear the loss of our lives, just to keep following hard after you in love. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer and answering. We love you, Father. Renew us, refresh us, and let us be full of your love. And we can't wait to see you face to face, Jesus, and hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
Faced with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died I shall behold him far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all his glory, I shall see him by.
Only faintly I shall see.
See you Thursday with the good news.
With a darkening veil between, but a blessed day is come. We love you, beloved. Keep your eyes on Jesus. His eyes are on you. Oh, how he loves you. Bye for now.